Welcome to Mass Effect Advanced Nightbane Chronicles. This is an audio read of a fanfic based off of the Mass Effect game and the amazing Mass Effect tabletop RPG podcast known as Advanced. Characters, places, and the stories are built in the world of Mass Effect and the tabletop RPG Advanced Progress. Spoilers will be revealed for both the Mass Effect games as well as a podcast currently airing once a month. Be sure to follow the Advanced crew as they journey through the Milky Way galaxy and beyond on your favorite podcast platform. Like and rate this audio read, as well as the Advanced tabletop RPG this fanfic is based off of. This audio read is a product of JATF Productions. Warning, please be advised that this audiobook has music and sound effects throughout each episode. Thank you and enjoy.
Mass Effect Adventum, Nightbane Chronicles. This is Viper, recalling the moment I fixed the consort deal with the Janus Collective. I was portraying my alter ego, Laytona Dreamstay, to do the job. After speaking with Kane about his concerns, I hurried out of the ship. It was nice of them to give us a new one. Yes, we stole the old one. But what did it matter to them? We got the job done and bought what they asked for from the Citadel.
Grandmaster, I presume.
I greeted as I walked down the cargo ramp. He nodded and twiddled his fingers, as if he didn't know what was the proper way to formally greet me. I can tell my presence made him bashfully uncomfortable.
Yes. My lady, or, Dreamstay? You are Dreamstay, correct?
I faked a giggle and bent down to kiss him on the forehead. Of course, he wouldn't feel my lips press against his suit, but the effect of my action secured the reaction I wanted. He became more flustered and chuckled nervously.
You can call me Latonya if that will help you.
I smiled as I stood to my full height. He sheepishly nodded several times in utter words to confirm he understood.
Well, if you will come with me, please. We have much to discuss.
Actually, we do not.
I spoke suddenly as I changed my tone to a serious one. He motioned to walk, but stopped as he stared confused.
I beg your pardon, Laytona, but I was told that your mother filled you in on...
She did. And I'm wondering why you're requesting more consorts for the station. I understand you divided the large group of consorts we already provided you with. You kept one half here and sent the other half to another facility. A large ship somewhere orbiting a planet. The Legionnaire, I believe. Shall I continue?
His stunned and motionless stance told me my intel was correct. I could have sworn he believed himself a bit within his suit.
How did... Well, you see, we...
Grandmaster, if we're going to work together, I'm going to need your full cooperation.
He fumbled and stuttered over his words as I placed my hands on my hips and leaned to one side. After a few moments, he managed to complete a full sentence.
You see, your mother assigned those consorts to us without relaying the details of our operation. I'm sure you have noticed some of them demanded to leave both facilities once they found out our overall goal. To put it plainly, they were afraid they weren't going to come back home. Our efforts of trying to convince them to stay with us didn't go well either. We told them their homes may not be there before we leave. This displeased most of them, and they refused to, perform their services, and demanded to be taken back home. We complied, and now we are drastically short on consorts.
After hearing his long-winded speech, I could only glare at his stupidity. Then again, it wasn't fully his fault. Mother should have properly informed her consorts of the situation. Having said that, scaring people into staying by stating their homes is going to be demolished by this unknown force looming in deep space somewhere isn't the grandest ideas. I sighed and shook my head.
I see your dilemma, and I'll fix your problem. This time, I'll inform the consorts of the situation ahead of time. Maybe you'll even get some that would be willing to stay and fly off into the new galaxy.
Maybe, within that sum of consorts, your presence will be among them. After all, someone better suited to lead them should stay in that role rather than entrust another for it. Just a thought, of course.
I paused for a moment as I stared with a slightly shocked expression spreading across my face.
Of course. That sounds promising.
I replied as we continued to walk to the Grandmaster's office. Once we arrived, he holocalled Marcus. Then he stated that he needed to go and leave us alone. I only assumed he left to keep an eye on that ragtag group we saw earlier. I'm not sure why Marcus wasn't there, but I went over the details of our plan and made several calls. One of these calls was to my mother, and we explained the situation. We soon sorted this little dilemma, and all was well. Honestly, I can't remember most of it, because my mind was fixed on the fact that I was asked to join the Genus Collective. I mean, our team was hired to do a job, but I was asked to come with them to sail off into a new galaxy. How could I say no? With that in mind, I wasn't going to leave my team behind.
Great. It is settled then. Thank you for your part in all of this. We're trying to boost morale by any and all means necessary. Your consorts are a safe way of doing that. Some of these people haven't seen their homes in years. Being stationed here and on the Legionnaire is taxing. Any support to fulfill certain needs of our team is greatly appreciated. Once again, thank you.
I almost didn't hear Marcus as we finished wrapping things up. I nodded and smiled.
I completely understand, Marcus. When one paints the picture as clearly as you have, a little escape from reality is sometimes needed. When we distress the mind, it clears it of fear and panic. I'm happy to help.
He simply nodded back as he soaked in my reply.
Well, I hope to see you soon, Laytona. If you'll excuse me, I have a lot of work to do.
He finished and offered for another party to take me back to the Citadel. I insisted that my team return me home instead. I stated that I offered my own compensation to the team for bringing me here. He blushed a bit and cleared his throat as he nodded. With all of that out of the way, I took my leave as the hollow figure of Marcus vanished. Once I returned to the new ship, Grex greeted me with a disapproving grunt.
They not only gave us a new ship, but also a pilot and a medic.
I paused for a moment as I thought about this for a second.
This would imply that they plan on using our services later on. From my understanding, this was a one-time deal gig.
Lupius added as he joined us. I sighed and shook my head again.
Where is King?
I asked as we ventured deeper into the ship. Before any of them could speak, I got my answer.
Oh, you're back.
Kane stated as the cockpit door opened. He was dragging the pilot out with him as he stared at me with no emotion at all. The pilot was unconscious from the looks of it.
How did the meeting go?
He added as he continued to walk by us. It was obvious that he didn't care what the pilot's body hit or didn't hit on his way to the cargo bay.
It was fine.
Hey, what is going on here?
A Salarian called out as they watched Kane drag the poor human down the corridor.
Unless you want to find yourself in the same situation as that guy, I suggest you leave with them. Tell your Grandmaster we don't need extra men. If he wants to do business with us again, he'll have to agree to the terms we set upon being hired.
Grex spoke with a weird calm about him. The Salarian didn't think twice and muttered some apology words and hurried off. Before I knew it, Grex was in the pilot seat and adjusting the controls to his own preference of settings.
Well, at least we have a new ship.
Lupius remarked as we watched Kane continue his way out of the ship with the Salarian trailing behind him.
Lupius, I may have a way to ensure our departure with the ship when it leaves.
I started off as I locked eyes with the Tyrian. He simply stared and waited for me to continue.
I've been invited to join the collective as a consort. I'll be managing the other consorts that are willing to go and ensuring their safety.
Bodyguards, I assume, will be a role in all of this.
He always knew how to pull my own thoughts out of my mind. I nodded slightly, which didn't sell this idea we both had in mind.
Problem?
He asked as I looked at the floor for a moment.
They refused this idea I pitched and asked if I could gather more information on us to see if we can be trusted. Honestly, I don't disagree with their reasonings on this. We'll just have to sell them this idea even more with our actions if we hope for them to buy it.
Lupius turned his attention to Kane, returning alone, and sighed as he finally figured it out.
They wanted their own members here to keep tabs on us. This must mean we have more work to do for them. This also means we're not making a good impression by throwing their crew members off of our new ship they graciously gave us.
I nodded my head in agreement, as Kane just looked at me with a confused expression.
I'll do a full sweep of the ship to make sure they aren't monitoring us in any other way.
Without waiting for me to reply, he walked away and began scanning the ship with his Omnitool.
Nicely done, Kane.
He commented as the two of them passed each other. I wasn't sure if that was sarcastic or not. Nor did Kane as he just nodded his head and approached me.
Everything okay?
Kane asked as he stared into my eyes. I took a moment to look at the scarring on his face.
I'll debrief everyone shortly. We have a bit of work to do.
I added and headed to my quarters to put on my armor and resume my role as Viper.
Nightbane Chronicles Character Trivia Time. Viper, although an Asari, likes to be in her suit, like a Corian, and believes at times she is one. She never takes off her suit unless it's deemed necessary, or she's portraying the role of Laetona Dreamstay. She got her suit, the Corian suit, from a best friend that she roomed with on Elysium. Thank you for listening to the Mass Effect Advantum Nightbane Chronicles. Be sure to find and listen to the Mass Effect Advantum Tabletop RPG. Also, join the Mass Effect Advantum Discord for more updates on this audio read, as well as the Tabletop RPG Advantum. Thanks for listening in.